Hi, I'm Rex Latchford with DayPage. And now that the Boston bomber has been nailed with death penalty offenses, the real fight begins, just as it has with the Aurora Theater bomber in Colorado. Death or life in prison. This is one of the greatest battles of our time because it presents our society a choice. Do we want to give the government life or death powers over the people it represents? Ethically, it's a conflict of interest for a representative government such as ours to grant itself godlike powers. Most religious people, for example Christians, will be concerned that it violates not one but two of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt worship no other gods before me. Because when the state kills, it's granting itself godlike powers. It's ironic that many, if not most of all wars, are fought over misunderstandings of religion by the very people who subscribe to and possibly even practice religion. Most religions on planet Earth are nearly identical, monotheistic, and rooted in a common belief. Humans should not kill. The decision of life and death is to be left in the hands of the Creator. And yet, millions upon millions will worship in a church, pledge to obey the tenets of their religion, and then go forth and kill, often claiming that they do it in the name of the religion that forbids it. We do the same in government and politics in America, with politicians and even sometimes the people, placing leaders, politicians, and even just celebrities above the law when the law clearly states that no one is above the law. The people of Earth are in a sorry state indeed. How do we get out of the hellhole that we've created for humanity, which guarantees each person a lifetime of suffering in one form or another? We can start by living up to the ideals we swear to. Nothing more is needed to make a huge leap forward for humanity. I'm Rex Latchford for DayPage on Radio InfoWeb.